Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on this Friday, our final football Friday of the 2022-23 season. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We're going to go through a lot of Super Bowl props here for you on the show. Some that we like, some that we don't like, and a whole lot more. So stay with us on the grid for that. Dave, it's great to be here with you as we come to the end of the football season with the Super Bowl on Sunday. Went by very fast, I thought, the entire season, with the exception of the last couple of weeks. This is a drag to get to this point. It always feels like it takes a long time. But we're going to play this thing out on Sunday. And then, it's basketball season, baseball season, college hoops, NCAA tournament, PGA Tour season as well. We got one more game to play, though, on Sunday.
I mean, you're absolutely correct. It does feel like it absolutely flies by. Like, I feel like, I don't know, feels like yesterday it was August 28th, and I was still drafting, you know, my last best ball teams, and here we are, one game left, Chiefs-Eagles. They're pretty excited. I mean, I think, like, I don't know how popular this NBA playoffs is going to be, but I think this is basically the most interesting. I don't really think there's a consensus favorite for the NBA championship, which is, I mean, Craig, that's so different than the last decade. I mean, we had four finals in a row of the same two teams. It's really unbelievable. So I'm looking forward to a playoffs where I don't really know who is going to win. And golf, like, look, we are 2 months away from the first major championship. So we're what, like, less than 60 days away from opening day. So it's we got lots of good stuff coming.
Yeah, we sure do. So let's get to our headlines here on the show as we begin here on this Friday. Last night, NFL honors night in the National Football League, and Patrick Mahomes wins his second career NFL MVP award in 6 seasons. So, of course, he'll head to the Super Bowl there. Lots of great Hall of Famers inducted. My favorite in particular, Zach Thomas. I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Milwaukee Bucks, they defeat the LA Lakers, and the Bucks are red hot. They've won 9 games in a row. The Rangers have traded for Vladimir Tarasenko, a very big deal in the National Hockey League, and the Jets also swept the Rookie of the Year award, Sauce Gardner being one of those, of course, that captured that. But Davis, yesterday, some, you know, new guys getting in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I thought that was really cool to see, no question. Any awards surprise you in particular? I think that some people thought, like, Nick Sirianni maybe deserved to be the head coach of the year in the NFL, and Brian Daboll won it. But I didn't see a lot of discourse yesterday afterwards. I think they got it right for the most part.
I mean, a couple things, but not the winner being wrong, but Micah Parsons did not get one first place vote for Defensive Player of the Year. I thought that's a little bit weird. And honestly, I would have been fine with any of the 4 guys who got first place votes for Offensive Rookie of the Year winning. Kenneth Walker, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. I mean, Brock Purdy, 6 games. I don't know. That maybe would have been a little bit miffing to me. Very happy to see Mahomes win his second MVP. I think what's more interesting, though, is what would have happened had Jalen Hurts not gotten injured. What would the MVP race have gotten to? Because in the end, Mahomes' numbers were better, but Jalen basically either did not play or did not play very well the last month of the season. So that is sort of interesting. And you kind of feel for Jalen Hurts, too, because you kind of feel like this was probably his best shot to win the MVP. Obviously, like, you know, a thing that all these kids grow up dreaming about. So you do feel for him a little bit there.
Yeah, I think the one thing that you would say about Hurts, and it's not, I don't know if it's fair, but it is the reality of betting Davis, and it is the reality of winning these awards, is that the last thing that we're going to remember if the Eagles win the Super Bowl will be Jalen Hurts. So therefore, his odds will open up next year as a 4-1 or a 5-1 or something along those lines. And it reminds me a little bit of like rankings in college football and college basketball. If you open up high enough in terms of, you know, maybe being the winner, you have a pretty good shot to win. So maybe a win for Hurts would get that done. Real quick here, I know we talked about it earlier in the week, Waste Management Open going on also at the site of the Super Bowl this week. And Davis, I think I saw last night, and I know they're back underway today, but what is going on here? Why do these tournaments keep getting suspended on the West Coast? Because I noticed that a lot of golfers didn't finish yesterday.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely bizarre. Arizona, they couldn't start yesterday because the course had ice all over it. It was like, it was like overnight it had gotten to like 18 degrees and it like sleeted a little bit. So basically the course was like not playable. It wasn't ready to go, which is like so bizarre. That's why they play these freaking events in California and Arizona to start the year and not in, not in the Midwest or wherever else. Cause they can generally think that the weather is going to cooperate, but now we got back-to-back weeks that messed up.
Yeah. And they're going to have to finish up. I know they're on the course right now, finishing up from yesterday. And then again, I mean, maybe this is another tournament that has to go into Monday. I can't imagine them playing this thing right up until the Super Bowl starts. Maybe they'll have to. I don't know. On Sunday, we will see. That's not something we've ever seen. Never seen another sport competing at the same time against the Super Bowl. This would be the first time ever, if indeed it does happen. So we will see. All right, coming up next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've probably thought a lot about what you want to do come Super Bowl Sunday in terms of your prop betting, if you're interested in that, and also your daily fantasy. So, of course, it is Friday. We're going to dedicate a lot of the show to that. So stay on the grid with us. Davis and I will talk about some of our favorites as we head into the weekend, including which color the Gatorade is going to be. Are we really doing that on the show? Yes, we are. We'll be right back here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Of course, big game coming up on Sunday. Stay on the grid all day long here. Coming up at noon Eastern, Scott Farrell is live from Radio Row in Glendale, Arizona, the site of the Super Bowl. So make sure you keep it locked to us all day long. And then, of course, our coverage Saturday and Sunday, unparalleled. So stick with us. We'll help you get through the Super Bowl Sunday night. Davis, we're going to go through some props here and take a look at sort of the game flow as to how, you know, we see this thing panning out. I mean, for me, when it comes to props, you know, I mean, you could do it, I guess, one of two ways. You could either build your thesis around how you think the game is going to go and then bet the props based on that. I don't think that that is the smartest thing to do, though. I think you kind of have to take how, you know, who's going to win out of the equation, honestly, with this, and just look at what you think is the best value, numbers that are off, too low, too high. Because in the end, I mean, these numbers in props can be beat. I mean, the game line is extremely sharp. So for me, that's kind of the way that I've approached it. Because again, for example, if you thought Philadelphia is going to win, you're betting all the overs on this. Philadelphia doesn't win, Davis, you lose every prop, you know? Like, so I think you pick 10, 20, try to hit yourself 60% of those. As you mentioned, maybe a long shot yesterday could come in for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also comes down to like risk tolerance and personal preference. Some people love sports betting. They want to get, you know, hundreds of bets in per week. The Super Bowl is certainly an event they look forward to, but, you know, they got to have money left over to be betting, you know, MAC conference college basketball the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, right? Like, it's like, and those people generally are going to be leaning more on, you know, modeling, like, you know, just basically strict math, not necessarily like betting hunches, doing a lot of arbitrage trading and things like that. That's kind of the way I tend to treat golf. Like, I'm using a lot of like modeling and stuff to do that. But in general, in football, because median projections for people who spend time working on projections for NFL, it's really hard because there's so much variance in one single game of football. I'm not going to tell anyone, like, don't just bet some hunches, don't bet same game parlays or whatever, because on the Super Bowl, it's just fun. But of course, you are correct. I mean, the right thing to do is just to take the right number, and whatever ends up happening.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. So we'll touch on the quarterbacks first. Let's start off with Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles. And here are the three available props currently on FanDuel. Now you'll see his passing total there. It is set at 238.5, but that is way down from where it was earlier in the week. That was in the 240s for sure. Rushing yards, 49.5, pretty static. Passing touchdowns at 1.5. And so, Davis, I think the idea with Jalen Hurts is that, and I like the under here, by the way, but I don't think that him going under this means that they lose the game at all. Like, I think Philadelphia wants to run.
No, I think it's the opposite. Yeah, I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, so I think if Jalen Hurts throws for 210, I think the Eagles win this game.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I would say if you could get like an alt prop, and I know our friends over at FanDuel and other books have these, you know, you can get alternate lines. For example, you could bet under 199.5 passing yards for Jalen Hurts, and you'd get a different price on that line. Now, is that a fair price? You know, probably not. But you could do some same game parlay type stuff, like, you know, under an alt total on Jalen Hurts with the Eagles money line, or even an Eagles alt total, you know, Eagles by 9.5, Jalen Hurts under 199.5 passing yards or something like that. I would say my lean on the passing yards of 238.5 is no bet, but my lean on the rushing yards isn't over for sure. Because I think if Jalen Hurts can't run in this game, or is not effective running, or is not asked to run, I think that's probably, I mean, win or lose, I just think that's a bad sign for the Eagles offense. I'm going to guess that Jalen Hurts probably is actually even going to be the leading rusher in this game. I would wager whatever the odds are on that. I think we're going to see a lot of Jalen Hurts as a rusher here against the Chiefs, because the Chiefs are so aggressive blitzing. And, you know, I mean, we saw Joe Burrow do this against them a bunch. There were a bunch of, you know, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 10. They send 5 guys. The corner comes around. Joe Burrow sits and waits. And then, I think they got a 3rd and 14 on a quarterback draw at one point. I mean, I do think Jalen Hurts over 48.5 rushing yards is pretty good.
All right. Now let's take a look at Patrick Mahomes, the favorite to win the Super Bowl MVP, just won the NFL MVP. Another line that has climbed up is his passing yards. This opened up in the 280s. It is now at 294.5. His rushing yards at 19.5, passing touchdown total, which I like a little on the over there at 1.5. I did sort of like the over on the passing yards, Davis, but man, the closer this gets to 300, it's like, I don't know. I'm starting to feel like maybe I'll just pass on this thing, but there was a better number earlier in the week.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously locked in all the Patrick Mahomes overs as they were coming out because, I mean, actually very similar to what I think about Jalen Hurts rushing. I think win or lose, I would bet that if we gave Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy some truth serum and we got to sit down with them before the game, my guess is their sweet spot in this game is going to be something like 45 or so Patrick Mahomes passing attempts. I don't think they're going to be messing around with too much of these first down runs. You know, I would be surprised to see sort of the jet sweeps with Sky Moore and things like that. I think it's going to be a pretty aggressive passing plan. Actually, kind of as a way to neutralize that pass rush from the Eagles. The Eagles pass rush is so good. I think we're going to see a ton of screens. And that's not going to be a wager you're going to be able to make. But if you could, I would take the over on whatever the amount of screen plays would be here, because that's like basically the best way to neutralize an opposing pass rush.
All right, now to the running backs on the Eagles. Miles Sanders, his rushing total is 61.5. Again, a number that has climbed throughout the week. Sanders, over the last month and a half or two, I think some people, Davis, will remember, you know, some critical fumbles from him, to be honest with you. But if you look beyond that, I mean, he's been as effective as he has maybe in the history of his time with the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I sort of get why this number does feel high, but I think it is accurate. I think he's got a chance to beat this.
Yeah, I mean, this has been the best season of Miles Sanders' career with the Philadelphia Eagles, his first 1,000-yard season, his first double-digit touchdown season. And as part of that, you know, he really has put Boston Scott as a regular part of the offense to bed. That's been one of the big things is Boston Scott in the playoff. I think Boston Scott, well, when games have been within 10 points in the playoffs, has played like 9 snaps or something like that. Now he did get a touchdown against the New York Giants, but right. I would only be taking overs on Miles Sanders if I could also get like touch, like same game parlays, right? So Miles Sanders over 13.5 rushes, over 61.5 rushing yards, and a touchdown or whatever, because I think that it's so much going to be like whoever's playing the best out of Gainwell or Sanders is going to get the run. And I mean, you're not going to know that until the ball gets kicked off, I think.
Yeah. And speaking of Gainwell, yesterday, if you watched our show over on Thrive Fantasy, they had the total of 28. This feels right. 19.5. Dangerous, Davis, one way or the other. I feel like I still probably honestly would lean under here. But my gosh, like two runs, Davis, from this guy, and you could lose this one. So that's the danger here.
Yeah, I mean, I do think this price has adjusted a little bit. I think this is probably a little bit closer to a no bet. But when it opened, I want to say it was at 23.5, and I did like the under there quite a bit.
All right. Well, let's take a look real quick at Isaiah Pacheco as we close out this segment. Pacheco's total over on FanDuel is 46.5. I know you weren't bullish early on Pacheco, but he definitely has played much better down the stretch.
Oh, he's played really well down the stretch, and in fact played, got his most targets in a game and his most snaps in a game in the conference championship. I think if you think the Chiefs can win this game, or even if it's going to be close, I think you take the over here.
All right. So
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So we'll take a quick time out. We'll continue our discussion on the Super Bowl props coming up next. As I promised, I know we didn't get to it here. Color of the Gatorade, coin toss, we'll do all that stuff. Have some fun props for you. Also, daily fantasy preview coming up as well. So stay with us here on FSP. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Davis Matic, Craig Mish. We're reviewing some of the available Super Bowl proposition bets over on FanDuel, which I'm sure many of you are aware of. I'm actually surprised to see a couple of these pop up on FanDuel this year. Before we get back to the players, Davis, let's get to a couple of fun props that are available to bet on over on FanDuel. Now, I don't know what the limits are, and you know, I obviously don't know. I'll get into the Gatorade in a second because I do want to talk a little bit more extensively about that. But let's just simply do coin toss here. You know, Davis, it is amazing how many people love betting on the coin toss. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It is, you know, obviously total pot luck with this. There's data that shows it goes one way usually. But for me, it's like, I don't think I've ever bet on the coin toss before.
I've never bet on the coin toss before. It's like, I'm... You know, I mean, same deal. It's like I go to the casino and I don't play roulette or blackjack or craps or any of those games either. Because why would I make a wager that if I made it 1,000 times, it would be statistically impossible for me to win? Not interested. Not betting it. Look, if you do, that's your thing. Enjoy yourself. I will never look down on anyone for being a degenerate gambler, but it's not for me.
Yeah. I guess I'll say heads, but I can't recommend it here on the show, but it's there at -104 over on FanDuel. So the Gatorade is interesting. This is actually available on FanDuel this year. You're getting zero value, by the way. No disrespect to FanDuel. You're getting no value on any of this whatsoever because, like, look, even Red Pink isn't a 20-1. So these guys just... I mean, you're basically, there's a chance you're throwing your money away on this one. But yellow, green, lime, +145. Orange Gatorade, those are the traditional ones. Now we have blue stepping in here, Davis, which is a non-traditional one. Red or pink. Is there a pink Gatorade? I thought red was fruit punch. +650. Clear or water, meaning that that's what it's going to be in the end, is 10-1. And I doubt it'll be a purple. And you're only getting 12-1 on the purple. So my advice, Davis, is simple, very simple on this one. I'm a little stunned that FanDuel has this available. But if you're interested in betting this, here's what I would say. Watch the way the line moves on this, because if for some reason, all of a sudden, blue goes to the favorite, Davis, it's going to be blue Gatorade. Like, I mean, to me, that's the only thing that I would do here. I would wait to see, and normally I don't do that with the steam, but is there any other way to bet this other than to say, if nothing moves, it's a no bet. But if somehow red is -110, like there's got to be a reason for that, isn't it?
Well, don't you think red would be the bet right now just because that's a Chiefs bet? Like, don't you think the Chiefs would just have red Gatorade probably because their team colors are reds? That to me feels like, I mean, obviously, like I'm going to guess our friends over at FanDuel probably let us get a max of, I'm going to guess the max on this is $25. Maybe they would surprise me and it would be $50. But right. It does feel like probably betting on red is, you know, within the same neighborhood, same school district as just betting the Chiefs money line or whatever.
Yeah, I would just take a screenshot right now of this right before the game, see where the odds are. Yeah. And FanDuel is not in the business of giving money away. So if one of these colors becomes the favorite, that is the one that I would be betting. I'm not even thinking twice about it. Good theory there, by the way. I just, to me, it's just the odds moving for sure. All right, now let's go back to some player props. And let's go to A.J. Brown. Davis pretty bullish yesterday on A.J. Brown, who has a higher or about the same total, I think, here as it appeared on Thrive Fantasy. Over on FanDuel, 72.5 receiving yards, Davis, for... AJ Brown. I know the last few weeks he has not been able to eclipse this for, you know, a lot of different reasons, blowouts, games don't matter. You know, he was upset. This is the kind of game where the stars usually shine. I would expect him to be one of those.
Yep. I mean, I agree with all of that. I know the only reason AJ Brown hasn't really eclipsed this has simply just been because there's been absolutely no need for it. The Eagles haven't been throwing the ball. They've been winning these games by a ton. But if you go back and look at, you know, pretty much all of their other, if you just go through and look at the Eagles' competitive games, games where they had to play four quarters, AJ Brown, I guess he didn't get over this against Arizona, and he didn't get over this against the Houston game wasn't even really competitive. I bet, so I have this one, but I also have alternate over 99.5 yards as well. To me, AJ Brown is the best offensive player on the Eagles. And when you go into literally the biggest game of your life, if you're Jalen Hurts, if you're Nick Sirianni, like you're getting the ball to your best offensive player. I don't really see how AJ Brown is not the biggest part of their game plan coming into this game.
All right. Well, what does that mean for Devonta Smith, who, you know, could get this, you know, 63 in one shot? I mean, basically, I mean, he's had some huge catches, 40 yards, 50 yards, especially in the second half of the season with both Minshew and Jalen Hurts. His total over on FanDuel, and this is again receiving yards, it's set at 63.5 going into the weekend. Is it possible, Davis, that both of these guys could have big games come Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think that's probably on the, if we're flipping coins, I think both of them having good games is more on the positive, you know, the -110 side of that coin because of, I mean, really the same logic for AJ Brown goes for Devonta Smith, which is in these games, your best players are going to get the ball the most often. And I mean, really the big deal is Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense. We've very rarely seen them play four quarters all year long. All their numbers look kind of strange. Jalen Hurts, this is true, has thrown 22 total passes all season long while trailing. 22 passes while the Eagles were behind on the scoreboard. I mean, we don't even really know what it looks like to see AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, Jalen Hurts, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders all playing in a right. game where every play matters for four quarters. So I kind of get the sense that honestly, maybe just across the board, the Eagles lines look a little bit low because most importantly, they are not a team that rotates players at all. AJ Brown and Devonta Smith might have snap shares. Actually, they will have snap shares above 90% in this game. No Chiefs player is going to play right. over, let's say 80% probably. That would probably be Kelsey maxing out at about 80% or so. But the Chiefs rotate a ton. So their lines, it's a different story. But the Eagles, they just play their guys. The guys who are there, they do not rotate out at all.
All right. Well, interesting. If you've been watching the show, we've been talking a lot about just rolling with these unders on Juju Smith-Schuster. But FanDuel has made a significant adjustment on him going into this game. This is now Davis under 40 at 37.5. They are begging you, Davis, begging you to go four catches, 41 yards. That's all he needs to do. 39 yards to go over this total. It's been the best bet the last few weeks, just riding the unders here. They started in the 60s. They went to the 50s. It was in the high 40s. We're under 40 now on Juju Smith-Schuster. It's the Super Bowl, Davis. Are you kidding me? This guy can't get 3 for 40?
Yeah, so we took yesterday with our friends over at Thrive, we took the under because it was posted at 50.5 on Thrive. I still feel pretty good there. I think at this number, I would say either don't put this on your card or take the over, mostly because Mecole Hardman remains injured and we don't really know how much Kadarius Toney is going to play. Toney, apparently has been a full go at practice, but I've seen this happen with Toney a bunch of times. I just don't think I have it in me to bet on Smith-Schuster because he's been so disappointing the last 6 or 7 weeks of the season. So this is probably closer to a no bet. I would lean over under 40 yards. I would lean over on him.
All right. Now, the theory on Kadarius Toney, I actually liked your theory yesterday that we were discussing. So I personally don't like this bet at all. I don't think there's any value there, because if you think Kadarius Toney is going over this, you got to be able to find a better bet on the board that's going to cash you more money, like an MVP or for a touchdown or something else. That's where you really got to get smart with these props. It's like, okay, let me get -110 on 28.5. Well, if he does that, I mean, Tony's got a pretty good game coming, and then maybe bigger things are coming. So for me, I just would pass on this one.
I mean, I would say, I mean, maybe you pass at the median, but what you do is you pull up FanDuel on your phone there, and you say, okay, let's see what price can I get for Kadarius Toney over 4.5 receptions over 55.5 yards. I think you're totally right. Either Toney is going to get one catch for 8 yards and limp off to the sideline with a hamstring injury, or he is going to be the second most important Chiefs pass catcher in this game, other than Travis Kelce. And I don't really think there is too much of an in-between there. So I agree with you. I would probably avoid Kadarius Toney's median numbers, and I would probably feel pretty good about either his alternate overs or alternate unders, either way, whichever way you feel.
Yeah, swing big would be my advice there. All right, let's close it out with Travis Kelce. I think this number opened up at 68.5. I'm pretty sure it's now 79.5. So, and by the way, come game time, Davis is going to be in the 80s. He's the guy. There's no one else. I think that they made a bad number to start. They fixed it. And now the question is, does he have another big game on Sunday?
I mean, you do sort of feel that if Kansas City has any hope of winning this game, he's got to at least be reliable, right? He's got to get over this. Feels like if Kelce has 50 yards, they just lose.
Yeah, and I would say regardless of the total amount of yards, his reception pretty much have come in the last few weeks regardless of that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, we'll be back with a daily fantasy look over on the daily fantasy side on the Super Bowl. So go ahead.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For all of our coverage this week and this weekend at the Super Bowl in Phoenix / Glendale / Scottsdale / there's a lot of slashes going on out there, trust me. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV, coast to coast. Scott Farrell coming up top of the hour. All the great guests here as we close out our week of live coverage here on Friday. Of course, we've got coverage coming up this weekend and live coverage during the game as well. Jim Sanis joins us from, of course, FanDuel and all of his work at NumberFire. And it's the final football game, Jim, of the season this week. I know it's still exciting for you. You got NASCAR coming up and a lot of other fun stuff. But for us, it's like putting the bow on the end of the year with the Super Bowl. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and it's good to have you say finals football game of the year, because that means I don't have to touch USFL, XFL. I know a lot of people are excited. I am not. So I will let everyone who is excited have your excitement, have your fun. I'll be watching NASCAR and enjoying that instead.
I'm glad that I don't have to convince Davis of doing those alternate football leagues this year. I am not doing it here on the show. Not doing that.
Look, I will be watching. I will be watching the alternate football. Probably the XFL. The USFL sucked. I don't know. Don't ask me why that was the case, but the XFL was better. But there's just so much to gamble on. There's so much to play fantasy for in the spring and the summer. It's like, enough. We don't need it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing and build some game theory from the two of you and see if we can get a lineup set before we're done here. We'll start off with the Kansas City Chiefs player prices. And let's start off with, of course, Patrick Mahomes, who is the highest priced player on the board at $17,500. Travis Kelce is the highest priced position player at $14,000. Isaiah Pacheco is $10,500. Jerick McKinnon, who seems to be talking pretty big game going into this, by the way, Jim, at $9,500. Juju Smith-Schuster at $9,000, yuck. And Marquez Valdez-Scantling at $8,000, Jim, either is going to be the MVP or we're going to forget he was on the Chiefs by the end of the game. I don't know which one it is. So let's start with Casey.
Yeah, the symmetry of MVS MVP is about all you got there. That's the only thing that gets you close to MVP there. But I think that when you're looking at this, the salary, not just for the Chiefs, but also for the Eagles, the first question is, do you want to jam in both quarterbacks? Because if you do, you can't get to Travis Kelce at $14,000. So if it's a one quarterback lineup, I want to get there. If not, you're living in the mid-range and in the bottom tier. If you go with Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, you're looking at like making it tough to get to Isaiah Pacheco even. So that's kind of the first question is, do I want both quarterbacks in there? If yes, you're looking for a lot of value plays. If no, you can get to Kelce, which you should because he is fantastic. I think that the guys I view as being most undersalaried in the Chiefs are Isaiah Pacheco and Kadarius Toney. I know, I'm sorry, but Pacheco at 10-5, really good snap rate in the conference championship, in part because McKinnon was banged up during that game, but Pacheco was banged up too, and he played really well. Six targets for him in that game, and I'm not expecting that role in this game, but you don't need that role for him to be a good play at $10,500. He's had really good workloads, even when he's been playing, you know, second fiddle kind of to McKinnon a lot of times. In the games they played with CEH out or limited, Pacheco still had 87 yards to scrimmage per game in that time. So I don't expect CEH to have a big role if he does wind up being active on Sunday. So to me, I'm fine looking at that usage, and that usage for Pacheco has been very good. So I do like him a lot. Kadarius Toney, 7,000, it is what it is. You know, like his expectations are low. They should be low, but also he's $7,000 and has a path to getting you gadgety type touches. Do we want those if his salary is like $6,500 on a full slate? No, but at 7,000 on a slate where I need to save as much salary as possible, I'll take that. So to me, the two guys I am highest on here relative to salary, Isaiah Pacheco, Kadarius Toney, just because I want guys with a path to a ceiling, and both those guys do have that in their respective tiers.
So I definitely agree with you on one of the two. I definitely think that Kadarius Toney, I mean, Toney is basically, if Toney gets, well, if you were to ask and receive perfect knowledge of playing time, before the game, I think Tony would be the guy you'd want to know, because if Kadarius Tony is going to play, you know, let's say 60% of the offensive snaps for the Chiefs, I would maybe even consider just playing him in all 150 teams that I would be making on FanDuel this weekend, because he does have the most upside per touch of anyone on Kansas City. There's something rotten in Denmark with the Chiefs running back room for a couple different reasons. The first being McKinnon was not listed on the injury report, so to get really inside the weeds of how NFL practice reports work, if you're nicked up but you're fully expected to play, you still get listed as full on the practice report. That's what Mahomes was all the last 2 weeks. But McKinnon wasn't even listed as full on the practice report. There was just no reporting on any sort of McKinnon injury at all until this Monday, when they said both Pacheco and McKinnon are battling through something. So that's just weird to me. The idea that McKinnon wouldn't be listed with an injury and then would play basically his lowest role since week 10, since Clyde Edwards-Helaire went on the IR, that's weird to me. And then another thing that's very weird to me is to choose to activate Clyde Edwards-Helaire off the injured reserve before the Super Bowl, when actually it's costing you money to do so. Players make less money when they are on the injured reserve than they do when they're on the active roster. So now they're going to healthy scratch Ronald Jones probably for the Super Bowl, and they're going to activate. That's the Brian Windhorst meme. That is the what's going on here. That is a bizarre decision by the Chiefs that would indicate to me either one, they want to have Clyde as like an active in-game backup to McKinnon. Basically, if like it's third and eight, the first drive, and McKinnon comes to the sideline and tells Reed and Bieniemy, he's like, you know, I don't got it today, or my right leg feels funny or whatever. So I kind of think that Clyde is like and maybe my brain is just totally rotten, but I do kind of think Clyde is going to have a role in this game.
All right. That's a very, very conspiracy filled explanation from Davis on that. Do with it as you may, coming up this weekend as you play daily fantasy. Got to get to the Eagles though. So let's take a look at the pricing here. Jalen Hurts, of course, 17,000. You pick between him and Mahomes. AJ Brown, 12,500. Miles Sanders is at 12. Devonta Smith, 11,500. Followed by Dallas Goedert at tight end at 10. If you do not take Kelsey, you can take Goddard or someone else. And then Kenneth Gainwell, Jim, is at 8,500.
Yeah, I think that when you look at the Eagles, I think it really depends on how you see this game playing out. Because if you think that they play from ahead, Miles Sanders makes a lot of sense. In the first half against the 49ers, 53% snap rate for him, which is not great, but it's not bad for a guy who is going to be very efficient given the rushing offense and the fact that they'd be playing from ahead in this scenario. So for 11.5, I think that he would make, or for $12,000, he'd make a lot of sense if you assume the Eagles are ahead. If you assume they trail, Kenneth Gainwell is fantastic at $8,500 because he's the guy who was in there for the 2 minute drills. And that tells you if they are in catch up mode, Gainwell's snap rate will probably spike. And there's also a chance that he could just play a decent role, as he has a couple of times so far this year. So I would say Gainwell 85 is a really good option in the lineups where you have Mahomes at MVP, you have Kelsey in there, you have Pacheco, stuff like that, because it implies the Chiefs are going to be ahead. And in that scenario, I think that Gainwell's role does increase given the way he has played this year. And also he does have a pretty good role inside the red zone. So even if they don't trail, he's not a zero in that scenario. This will get you, you know, 30 or so yards, chance at a touchdown, stuff like that, which is more than enough for $8,500. So I do think that he makes a lot of sense. Outside of those two guys, Sanders and Gainwell, I really like Dallas Goedert, $10,000. I prefer Pacheco in the mid-range. I think that the points Davis brings up are very valid and a legitimate concern for sure, but that could convince you to take the savings and go down to Goedert at $10,000 as opposed to Pacheco, because Goedert has a good matchup. In the games he's played with Hurts and with himself being healthy, he's at 55 yards from scrimmage per game, which is a pretty good number and actually above Devontae Smith in that 12-game sample. So I love Devontae Smith, the player, and I love A.J. Brown as well, but the salary savings you get on Goedert at $10,000, really enticing. So even in your Mahomes, Hurts lineups, I think that Goedert is a guy you can turn to without stretching yourself too thin elsewhere.
So I actually think the Eagles are maybe the more interesting team for single game purposes than the Chiefs, because the name of the game is obviously we would like to win and score a lot of fantasy points, but we would also like to do so and not chop 9,000 ways with our friends on FanDuel.com. And single single, you know, solo winners have happened. Our friend Brian Jester has won solo on FanDuel before. So I think the Eagles are the key to doing that. A couple different ways. One, using A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith in your MVP slot without Jalen Hurts. I think that's going to be really uncommon. I'm going to guess the correlation between those guys in the MVP slot and Jalen Hurts is going to be the highest of any two players relative to MVP and flex usage. Then the other thing is Boston Scott, Quez Watkins, and Jack Stoll are going to be completely unused. Like I would imagine the cumulative ownership of those three guys, who are really the only tertiary guys who see the field for Philadelphia. What do you think, Jim? Probably less than 15% combined. And specifically with Stoll and Scott, probably sub 3% combined. People will play a little bit of Quez. But if Jack Stoll has one catch for 6 yards and a touchdown, and Mahomes, Kelce, Hurts, and A.J. Brown all get over, let's say, 19 FanDuel points or something like that, you're saying, like, I mean, he could legitimately end up being in the optimal, which I think is pretty interesting.
And with Watkins, I think the benefit of him is he gets a lot of downfield targets, which are volatile, which means he can have, I think he's had like no or one target in like three consecutive games, but they were up big in all those games because they're very good. And now if you, again, like talking about the appeal in Gainwell's they get behind, same thing for Quez Watkins. If you jack up the passing attempts for the Eagles, Quez Watkins benefits. So I think both he and I know Justin Watson is like not really a guy I want to use, but it's kind of the same thought process where he'll get downfield looks, he'll be on the field and stuff like that. So I prefer Watkins between the two. But I think that both those guys have paths to, you know, the phrase pay off with one catch is overrated during the regular season. During the playoffs and single game slates, I'm more amenable to it. And Watkins is someone who does have that path at least. So I think that he, if you're going with, you know, Hurts and Mahomes, and you want to get back into that mid-range, he's probably the first guy I'd turn to in order to get there without spending all $60,000 in salary.
All right. In the interest of time, what I would ask from each of you is, you know, just kind of reviewing some of those low-end options again, and maybe a kicker in defense. So, Jim, I'll start with you. We'll go to Davis, then we'll close it out.
Yeah, I think that Kadarius Toney 7,000 is kind of the guy I turn to there. He's the primary salary saver. Quez Watkins, Justin Watson, the other guys I would look at. I don't hate Noah Gray. No, we talked about him a couple weeks ago too. $5,500. He gets a lot of high leverage looks, so I don't mind him there if you really want to save some salary.
Yeah, I would say my favorite cheap guy is Noah Gray. Yeah, Noah Gray is going to have 3 receptions for 45 yards and a touchdown in this game, and is going to end up being in the optimal. And I think the Chiefs defense is going to be way under-owned relative to their ceiling, because Jalen Hurts is a great player, but does like to eat sacks. I think he can get sacked like 5 times in this game, even in a win. So I do like the Chiefs defense.
All right, there you have it. Hey, Jim, enjoy the game. We're on to NASCAR next weekend and beyond. Thanks again for coming on all season long, talking football with us. Always very much appreciated. Enjoy, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I appreciate it. Looking forward to talking NASCAR soon.
All right, there you go. Jim Sannis joining us. FanDuel and NumberFire. Catch him all over with all of his simulations, including the game coming up on Sunday. We will wrap up the show for this Friday next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Here's the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. We have reached the end of our program, end of our week before the Super Bowl on Sunday. Let's see what Davis is going to wrap us up with. Here's today's Sports Grid 60.
Yep, wrapping it up here. It's been a long 2 weeks without any football. It's about to be a long spring and summer without football. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to enjoy my time away, but I'm going to be excited for it to come back. I got my Noah Gray and my Jody Fortson first time, anytime, and last touchdown wagers in. I very much hope that when we come back on Monday, we are writing another chapter in the book about how great Patrick Mahomes is. But the Eagles, a very worthy adversary, and Jalen Hurts wins. We will never have to hear the stupid claim that running quarterbacks can't win a Super Bowl ever again. So I think either way, plenty of positives to take from Super Bowl 57 this weekend.
Yeah, my lean is the Eagles minus 1.5. Last year, we sat here the day after they announced the Hall of Famers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Zach Thomas didn't make it. I was so happy to come on the show today and say how proud I am to know Zach Thomas and to see him get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mentioned this on social media last night. It's very easy after you win a game to just, you know, have the cameras in front of you and say how great we were and we did all this. This guy was such a champ when the Dolphins would lose, and they won more than they lost. They won like 10, 11 games every year, never won a Super Bowl, never really amounted to much. But Zach Thomas was the leader of that team. And it felt like every time the Dolphins lost, the cameras would just go right to Zach Thomas, like as if it was his obligation to be available. And he hammered it every single time. In fact, the Dolphins would lose games at that time, Davis, 7-3, because that's the way football was played. And Thomas would say, you know what? It was on us. We shouldn't have given up the 7. The guy was incredible. And congratulations to Zach for getting in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Extremely well-deserved. Thanks again to our producers. Again, all week long, LTN, our graphics department, also for a great fantasy football season. For Davis, I'm Craig. Scott Farrell's up next. See you Monday morning.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.